Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Dave Ladd. He's the president of RDL & Associates, a company that works with state and federal government relations, strategic communication, and all primarily related to ag and rural policy. And welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks. I always appreciate the opportunity to chat.
So last week, we talked a bit about GMO labeling and how it looks like that's going to be a reality over the next 3 years or so as it gets implemented across the United States, and sort of the implications that that has on producers, on agribusiness, and that sort of thing. But I'm kind of curious about the nuts and bolts of how the legislation came together in Congress to the point where it looks like this month it'll probably be signed into law by President Obama. And as I say, over about the next 3 years, it'll become implemented into our everyday lives in terms of consumers of food. My thing is, I'd kind of like to know, how did all this get done in our do-nothing Congress?
That was a long-fought and hammered-out compromise. The House had passed their legislation, their version of the bill, which basically was a federal preemption of a state law in Vermont that went into effect technically the first part of July here in 2016. But it's going to have time to be implemented, and now with this legislation likely being signed by the president by the end of the month, that kind of becomes a moot point. But they had a pure, clean, if you want to use that term, federal preemption that would have taken care of the Vermont legislation. The Senate then had to hammer out a compromise, and that took a long time. Mm. And, of course, we know we're in an even-numbered year, an election year, and they're all leaving now this week, or they've all left for their party conventions and campaigning and August recess. So the clock was ticking, and the Senate was able to hammer out a compromise, which will then be adopted by the House and hit the president's desk. So it's been in the queue for a very long time, and then when it got to the sausage making, it got tough over in the Senate, and they were finally able to come to a compromise that not everyone's happy with, but a number of agriculture groups, supporters, in fact, over 1,000, can support. So it's not perfect, but it is also not the enemy of the good. The administration and USDA specifically have been very active over the past months, and maybe even I would say a year or so, providing technical assistance to members on the Hill, saying we can do this. We'll have 2 years now to implement this and come up with some of the standards or the labels or the criteria, meet some of the criteria that's in the legislation. So there's always a legislative part, and then there's, of course, the implementation or the administrative part of any piece of legislation. But they've been actively involved and engaged in this throughout. So that's where the partnerships and how it often works or should work in the legislative process. Thank you. I always appreciate it and appreciate the opportunity to discuss this issue.
Dave Ladd is president of RDL & Associates, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.